a jive, expansive black guy with a goatee, humorous eyes, and a Raiders cap came whizzing down the hall with a naked Mexican guy in a wheelchair.
"Don't let these Ethiopians fool you. They're just like the rest of us. This agency has all level 4H and 4I, which means we got all the badass little motherfuckers."
I ate a granola bar, brushed my teeth, my hair, and hoped I didn't look like I'd been sleeping in my car. I'd never been homeless before, and the stigma hung heavily as I knocked on the front door of Sunnyvale. An elegant, haughty young black woman wearing sweats and an African scarf answered the door.
"You must be Gina," she said politely with a warm foreign accent. "Come in."
"You can help me with the girls. This is Carrie. The regional center says we can't put diapers on her because her incontinence is a behavioral problem. We're a behavioral mod program. It's behavioral modification. It means we do whatever works. Usually, we sneak diapers on her, but Rhonda Faye might drop in because you're here. So you can do Carrie, I'll do Amber."
"Shh! I don't know the story. Be quiet, let me hear. It's time for ghost stories."
"She could be your kid, asshole!" Giovanna yelled to his back. "Giovanna! Remember what Leona said. Be nice.
Will you straighten up? Don't pull that shit again. Act like a grown-up."
The lady senator touched each of them briefly, giving each a happy little comment. It was just like watching Jesus work a crowd of lepers. "You folks do a valuable job, and I'm working hard to convince my colleagues to increase your rates. Well, good luck. I'll be voting for you."
"Have you looked in the paper? You've moved yourself to the most expensive county in California, adjacent to the most expensive city in the whole country. They're paying us a dollar above minimum, and they don't pay us for sleep time or overtime either. Believe me, girlfriend, this place will get you over that. You're going to learn the true meaning of the word boundaries. At least around here, you get paid for being a codependent."
I bent forward. "How do you do, Harold?" Harold grinned.
"Then spit at me. Bluffing!"
A hand went right between my legs and grabbed my you-know-what.